Air. WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Ariel Reshef. Airstrikes continue in Gaza as the Israel-Hamas war carries into a third week. Two more hostages were released, this time two Israeli women who were kidnapped by Hamas terrorists along with their husbands from their homes on October 7th. ABC's Ian Pannell has more from Tel Aviv, where 85-year-old Yocheved Lifshitz is talking about the horrors of being held hostage in Gaza.
She and 75-year-old Nuret Cooper were released by Hamas, touching down in Tel Aviv overnight. Both of them seen in video released by Hamas, handed over to Red Cross officials. The two women kidnapped alongside their husbands, who are still believed to be held captive when Hamas stormed their kibbutz near Oz on October 7th. Their release bringing the number of freed hostages to just four, as pressure mounts to get the remaining 219, including Americans, out.
House Republicans have chosen a new speaker nominee. Tom Emmer of Minnesota won the nomination in a secret ballot. No timing yet for a floor vote. This is ABC News. A Washington state senator is under arrest, accused of having a gun in carry-on luggage.
Washington state senator Jeff Wilson is calling it an honest mistake that he found the pistol in his carry-on bag when he was at the Hong Kong airport and that he told customs authorities. The Republican lawmaker was charged with possession of an unregistered firearm. He was arrested and released on Sunday. He posted bail and faces a hearing next week. Wilson was traveling with his wife on vacation to Southeast Asia. Wilson saying he didn't realize he had the gun in his briefcase when he went through airport security in Portland, Oregon, and the TSA screeners did not catch the gun. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Olympic gold medalist Mary Lou Retton has been discharged from a hospital. 2 weeks ago, her daughter said the 55-year-old was suffering from a rare form of pneumonia. Retton has no insurance. An online fund generated $459,000. Lawmakers in Spain are working on a measure to cut the work week from 40 to 37 hours. Ariel Reshef, ABC News.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Secretary Adam Payne is off the job after just 10 months. According to a Wisconsin Examiner report, Payne submitted his resignation to Governor Tony Evers on Friday, effective at the end of the day on November 1st. In his resignation letter, Payne cited wanting to spend more time with his aging parents as a major reason for resigning, and thanked the Department of Natural Resources employees for their hard work and friendship. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is calling on residents interested in sturgeon spearing season to purchase their 2024 license before the end of the month. The 2024 sturgeon spearing season opens on February 10, 2024, and some areas have a limited number of spaces available for spearers. In particular, the Upriver Lakes fishery is limited to just 500 spearers, chosen by a preference point system and lottery. The DNR recommends residents purchase their license by October 31st. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, all-around great guy, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers over on the board, looking colorful as always. You on the radio and on your Civic Media app together. We are here in hour number two of the big program. It is now 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. Big shout out to a friend of mine, Carlos Rodriguez, celebrating his birthday today. Worked for me for a couple of different times. Great guy. Now he works for one of the beverage companies in Madison, and he has a dream job. He delivers beer.
Well, you know, happy birthday, Carlos, and make sure to crack one open for yourself.
So happy birthday, Carlos, if he is listening today. Great guy. And he's a lifter, too. Of course, as you have to be, I think, if you're delivering kegs of beer. But he can lift like 3 Scaramucci's. It's phenomenal. Anyway, happy birthday to Carlos. Hope he is having a great day. Welcome in, everybody, in hour number two. Coming up here in just a minute, we're going to ask you, what is worse? A question for you. We began this yesterday, tried it out this week on our new time slot, noon until 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network. What's worse? We'll get into that in just a minute. Following the other top stories today, of course, Tom Emmer of Minnesota is the new Republican nominee for Speaker, but now looking over the break, reports from Capitol Hill are he's anywhere between 10 and 20 votes short. Even Kevin McCarthy, former Speaker, saying he doesn't know what's going to happen, and it's looking more and more like Emmer can't get the votes. He's saying he doesn't want to go now to the House floor unless he has the assurance in caucus that he can get there.
Yeah. You don't have the votes. You don't have the votes. You're gonna need congressional approval, and you don't have the votes.
Where did you find that?
That's a little clip from Hamilton, the musical that Luke Mathers always liked to use when McCarthy was first in limbo for 15 votes, and he just would play that every time.
Fantastic. Well, it's true. They can't appear. Republicans can't govern. They can't find the votes for Speaker. And so now it's just pure chaos. It's unprecedented, right? We've never seen anything like this before. And so we'll see. No word yet on what they're going to do on a speaker. The other big news story of the day, former Trump campaign lawyer Jenna Ellis pleads guilty in the Georgia case. Former Trump campaign lawyer Jenna Ellis pleaded guilty earlier today in Georgia, election subversion, and will now cooperate with Fulton County prosecutors, the third guilty plea in the past week. At an unscheduled hearing in Atlanta, Ellis pleaded guilty to one count of aiding and abetting false statements, a felony stemming from the election lies that Ellis and other Donald Trump lawyers peddled to Georgia lawmakers in December of 2020. Ellis was sentenced to 5 years probation. She won't see jail. Also ordered to pay $5,000 in restitution. That's pizza money for her. Ellis delivered a tearful statement to the judge this morning while pleading guilty, disavowing her participation in Trump's unprecedented attempts to overturn the 2020 election. Quote, if I knew then what I knew now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges. I look back on the experience with deep remorse, Ellis said, her voice breaking at times. Jenna Ellis, the third person this week, or within the last week, to plead guilty, meaning that they have cut a deal with prosecutors and they are going to testify truthfully under oath against Trump. Meanwhile, Michael Cohen, Trump's other personal former attorney, is testifying as we speak against a civil fraud trial. Michael Cohen going after Trump. Trump saying on the way to the courtroom that Michael Cohen, that is, has, quote, a horrible record, unquote. Meanwhile, Cohen called the first time they've been together, I think, in 5 years in this courtroom. He called it, quote, a heck of a reunion, unquote. Cohen's already cut his deal. So again, the dominoes keep falling against Trump here. Now, whether he actually is convicted, whether he sees jail time, that's another thing. And remember, even if he sees jail time, Republicans can, and I believe most likely at this point will, nominate Donald J. Trump as the Republican nominee for president. The cards are already falling, folks. In Iowa, both Nikki Haley as well as Ron DeSantis and now Tim Scott, they're running out of money. Their money's drying up. All the money's going to Trump. Not all, but the majority. And so they're all putting their chips on Iowa. They all feel unless you finish number two, they've already conceded the top spot to Trump in Iowa. And they're basically saying, I have to finish second behind Trump to stay in the race. This is where we're at. But the judicial process moves forward. I'm glad to see it. Glad to see that people are being held accountable. And once some of these people, Ellis and Cohen, all these people that are flipping, they're finding out that this is serious stuff. You either cut a deal or you yourself are going to end up behind bars for a long, long time. We're going to come back, turn the page, ask you what's worse. Take your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 63. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows of allow for around 49. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs of allow for around 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 54.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever freedom. It may lead and having fun freedom. Doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:15. Welcome back into hour number two. Wait a minute, you say? I just turned it on, Todd. You're on 1 to 3. No, actually, contrary to popular belief, contrary to what you may have heard, starting yesterday, we are now on noon until 2. Noon until 2. And so Matt Flynn comes on after us now from 2 until 4. So great block. We have As Goes Wisconsin from 10 until noon, then noon until 2 is us, and then 2 until 4 is Matt Flynn, I know his name. Talked to him last night, as a matter of fact. Matt Flynn Direct will be here 2 until 4 this afternoon, so stay tuned for an expanded version now of Matt Flynn Direct. Let's go to the phone. Before we do what's worse, let's go to the phone lines in La Crosse and listening in up on our brand new station up there in beautiful La Crosse and Granddad's Bluff. Dana from La Crosse, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, afternoon, Todd. What a balmy day today.
Eh? I know, right? Fantastic.
Say, the Republicans, they're having a real tough time dealing with what's going on in their party from all sides. Whether it's the House, whether it's Trump, whether it's their policies, they just can't accept it. And so what they have to do is they just have to, you know, rewrite what's going on or just pull stuff right out of their rear. The new narrative now, I heard this morning on the right-wing station here in La Crosse, so any of these Republicans that are not towing the line for Donald Trump, well, they're not even rhinos anymore. Right. Those are actually secret Democrats.
Oh, jeez.
They are calling them secret Democrats. They're not even Republicans.
Well, what are they calling? What are they calling Derek Van Orten, who took a powder and left the country and isn't even voting? What's conservative radio La Crosse saying about Derek Van Orten? I'm just curious.
Well, he's a show favorite, so.
But really, they like a guy who goes AWOL. I find that very interesting.
this host locally, Mike Hayes. Anytime you bring up a point of something about a Republican, his answer is always, "I didn't hear about that. I know nothing about it." So he just plays ignorance. I think he just rolls out of bed and goes right into the studio. He doesn't. They do no prep work because they don't have to. All they have to do is hear the talking points from their shows the day before, and that's what they're going to roll on. They don't really deal in facts. I just thought I'd share that with you. I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I appreciate it,
that's
Dana.
That's going to be the new narrative.
Thanks, Dana. I appreciate it. Dana La Crosse, appreciate your listenership over there. And of course, WLCX, one of our brand new stations, or at least newer, the Eagle over in La Crosse, 1490 on your AM dial when you're in the beautiful city of La Crosse. I think that's an interesting narrative that conservative radio, basically, if you're not all in on Trump, you're a secret, not even a rhino, you're a secret Democrat.
Yeah, you really got to watch out for those secret Democrats. Right? They could be hiding behind any corner.
Could be anywhere. But I think that's an important call because it shows once again that it's this Republican narrative, right? That they just kind of make crap up and then it just perpetuates. It's a lot easier to make things up than it is to actually try to pursue the truth. And I'm not just saying that because that's our show theme or whatever. I was talking to somebody about this a couple of days ago. Look, I'm no Rush Limbaugh at all, you know, as far as my, whether you agreed or disagreed with Rush Limbaugh, he was an enormous talent, like just pure, like a broad, as a broadcaster. He had a great voice. And, you know, it's easy to come in every day and you know, breaking news from the EIB golden microphone. Joe Biden, it's easy to do that. Just to be pompous and arrogant and attack other people and make stuff up, that's easy. It's much more difficult to try to do the research to get the truth and then present it. And again, I'm not saying that's why we say pursue the truth. Because look, I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We try to fess up when we make them. But we're here to try to have a honest dialogue with all of our listeners across the state and get down to where the facts are. And then let you, the voters, make the decision. Because I happen to believe that you don't need me or anybody else with a microphone in front of them telling you how you should vote. I think if we present the facts, you're smart enough to figure that out for yourself. That's always been my way of doing things. But I appreciate the call in La Crosse, and hopefully we'll get up there and do a show in La Crosse very soon. Time now for our brand new segment called What's Worse? Here is today's question. Want you to call in. Had a good callers yesterday. What's worse? George Santos, the Republican congressman from New York.
That's my answer.
What's worse, George Santos or people that say, of course, all the time? And here's the context. Apparently, we've reached a point in America where when someone says thank you, instead of saying you're welcome or my pleasure, when you say thank you, people go, of course. Oh, of course. Or my personal one that gets me is thank you very much. Oh, no worries. No worries. It implies that I was worrying you. When I worked in retail, I had to teach particularly younger people when a customer, when a guest would say, oh, thank you. Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And younger kids, you know, teenagers or people in their early 20s would go, oh, no worries. I got you. No worries. That's not an acceptable answer. You should say, you're welcome or my pleasure. So what's worse, George Santos or people that say, of course, or no worries? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And again, we're having a little bit. This is not serious. This is just lighthearted fun, right? So maybe it's not what's worse, but what annoys you more? What's worse? What annoys you more? George Santos, the congressman from New York, who has lied about nearly every single thing, his name, where he's from, money laundering. And by the way, we haven't heard a lot of George Santos lately, right? He kind of got charged and went away for a while. Probably because the House of Representatives is falling apart around him. But is it just me? I mean, I just turned 54. Is it just me that this bothers? Or am I just off the deep end here? When people say, of course, or no worries after you say thank you. 844, what's worse, George Santos or people that say, of course, all the time? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Let's go to the phone lines. Ralph in Milwaukee. Ralph, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Say, regarding these lawyers who flipped on Trump in the Georgia case, I would like to bring up the point that the testimony that they would be agreeing to give for their plea that they did, and compare it to what was done in the New York case for Trump's business, where the CFO had agreed to certain testimony, but he did not do that when the trial occurred. And
right.
So I'm wondering, what penalty did that man incur for not testifying the way he agreed to in his, I don't know if it was a plea bargain, because I know he did go to jail for a brief time, but these people in Georgia, you know, they could say that they're going to testify against Trump, but that doesn't mean they're going to give the Georgia people what they wanted for evidence.
Well, I would say a great call, Ralph. I appreciate it. You know, I'd say a couple of things. A, listen to Matt Flynn direct immediately after our show because he's an actual attorney and knows how all the legal stuff works. And someone who works in government and has a basic understanding of the law. I would say, number one, there are two different cases, right? The one in New York versus what Fannie Willis has in Georgia. And one's a civil case, the one in New York. And the one in Georgia, and my understanding is that when these people like Jenna Ellis make their plea, they're pleading guilty. And for agreeing to plead guilty and have a lesser ruling against them, to pay a lesser penalty, whether that's not going to jail or shorter probation or a less expensive fine or a combination thereof, in order for them to get that deal to basically not spend time behind bars, they have to agree to testify, and Matt Flynn made this point yesterday, testify honestly. Also, they can't plead the fifth or say, well, I don't remember. I'm not sure. Because basically, and again, that's why Fannie Willis is so great in Georgia. And remember, as Matt reminds us, she's not an attorney general. She is a district attorney. And they've already got the goods on these people in Georgia. They've got the evidence. So they're basically going to these defendants like Jenna Ellis and saying, look, here's what we have on you. And of course, she has her attorney with her as well. And with this evidence, here's how we feel. We feel that we have this percentage of a chance to get a conviction on you. And here's what we believe the judge will give us as a sentence. Now, if you don't want that, we'll agree to these terms, which are better for you. But all this stuff that we have on you that involves Trump, you're going to testify under oath that this is true. And if you don't, the deal's off and you're going behind bars. That's my basic understanding here of what's going on. So thanks for the call, Ralph. Appreciate it down there. We were asking, what's worse, George Santos or people that say, of course, all the time? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Sherry in Horton, thanks for calling in. What's worse? What say you?
Hi. Definitely George Santos. I teach piano, and many times people have to change their lesson for sports or whatever, and I'll say, and they feel kind of guilty that they have to do it, and I'm like, no worries, and then I always say thank you or no problem, and I find a different spot for them.
So, I'm the same way, Sherry. I've done it myself.
Depends on the situation. Right. But George Santos doesn't depend on the situation.
That's an excellent point.
Golly, gee whiz.
Excellent
He's
point.
Just like very naughty.
Sherry, appreciate it. Sherry from Horicon calling in. Appreciate it. What's worse? George Santos or people that say, of course, all the time. Let's go to Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for holding. What say you?
Oh, I totally agree, Santos, without question. But there's another one that, I don't know, that drives me crazy, and a lot of political pundits do it. I can't stand hearing it anymore.
What is it?
At the end of the day.
At
the end of the day, what? Right. At the end of the day, what? It gets dark out? Then it becomes night?
Right. I probably use that once in a while as well, but you're right. We all need to improve that. Dick and Madison, we appreciate your call. Well, at the end of the day, that's the end of our segment. Don't go anywhere. We appreciate you. Back with more news after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Arielle Reshef. Airstrikes continue in Gaza as the Israel-Hamas war carries into a third week. Two more hostages were released, this time two Israeli women who were kidnapped by Hamas terrorists along with their husbands from their homes on October 7th. ABC's Ian Pannell has more from Tel Aviv, where 85-year-old Yocheved Lifshitz is talking about the horrors of being held hostage in Gaza.
She and 75-year-old Nuret Cooper were released by Hamas, touching down in Tel Aviv overnight. Both of them seen in
video released by Hamas handed over to Red Cross officials. The two women kidnapped alongside their husbands, who are still believed to be held captive when Hamas stormed their kibbutz near Oz on October 7th. Their release bringing the number of freed hostages to just four, as pressure mounts to get the remaining 219, including Americans, out.
House Republicans have chosen a new speaker nominee. Tom Emmer of Minnesota won the nomination in a secret ballot. No timing yet for a floor vote. This is ABC News.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. State investigators are in suburban Milwaukee, where a police officer shot a man to death on the roof of a middle school. It happened in Germantown last night. Local police say they got a call around 6:30 last night about a man acting erratically in the school's parking lot. Eventually, they say he climbed on the roof and fired a gun at police. Officers shot back and killed him. There's no school in Germantown today. A bill has been introduced in the Wisconsin State Senate to rename a highway after Wisconsin's Native American code talkers from World War II. If passed, the bill would dedicate a stretch of I-90 between La Crosse and Toma as the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. State Senator Patrick Teston, who proposed the bill, said in a meeting with people from the Ho-Chunk legislature, he asked them if the state had a memorial or monument recognizing the efforts of indigenous people in the armed services. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tidal Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:33 across the time and temperature signs in Wisconsin. It is Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board right now, along with you. Happy to have you here. Finishing up a couple more answers here or a couple more comments on our What's the Worst segment today. We asked George Santos or people that say, of course, all the time after you say thank you. Oh, of course. Or no worries. What's worse, George Santos or that? One person says, from WAUK, Steve from Milwaukee says, how hasn't Santos been expelled? Apparently the bar is set way too low. Well, that's an easy one, Steve. He hasn't been expelled because anybody who's going to win the speakership needs his vote. And he is a vote for whatever the mainstream tells him to vote for. Because he needs their protection in order not to be expelled.
In order to not go to prison in Brazil.
Right. Exactly. And let me
probably
tell you,
five other countries while we're at it. Who even knows what this man has done? Nobody.
And let me tell you, if you ever spent time in prison in Brazil, you don't want to go back. Not that I would know, but still I hear.
People are saying.
People are, that's right. People, some people are saying. Some people are saying. But yeah, appreciate all the calls today or the calls on what's worse. We'll come back in hour number two with a new question for you. By the way, our new clock starts tomorrow. I wonder if we'll get a physical new clock. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
It could be interesting. I mean, I have one right here. It's a sheet of paper that says the new time slots.
That's fantastic. I love it. High tech all the way around. Want to get to a little Wisconsin news that broke today. Scott Bauer at the Associated Press. Great reporter. Great source. Headline, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Secretary resigning after 10 months on the job. Who should be the new speaker? Well, that too. Who should be the new secretary of the Wisconsin DNR? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. From Scott Bauer at the Associated Press, the head of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is resigning next week after spending less than a year leading the agency that has been at the forefront of fights over combating water pollution and hunting wolves. Adam Payne sent a letter to Governor Evers on Friday announcing his intention to leave the agency on November 1st and retire next year. Payne called his departure, quote unquote, bittersweet, but said that in the letter, he needed to spend more time with his aging parents and support his wife's role as caregiver. Quote, I also want to spend time with our four young grandchildren and focus more attention on my personal health and well-being, unquote. Payne was appointed by Evers back in December of last year. He began leading the agency in January of this year, according to Evers' spokesperson. She said the governor will move, quote unquote, expeditiously to name a replacement. During Payne's brief tenure, it was marked by efforts in the DNR to fight pollution from forever chemicals known as PFAS or PFOS, as well as the creation of a new wolf management plan. The DNR board was set to vote on Wednesday, as in tomorrow, on the latest plan, which has drawn opposition because it does not set a firm population goal for wolves in the state. And here's the kicker. The state Senate, there's been so much news over the last 14 days, we forget about this. The state Senate of Wisconsin passed a Republican-backed bill last week that takes an alternative approach and requires the agency to set a specific population number for wolves. DNR also working with state lawmakers over how to tackle PFAS pollution. State budget includes $125 million to address the human-made chemicals that don't break down in the environment. But the Republican plan for how to spend the money has drawn opposition from environmental groups and Democrats who say it undermines a state law that gives the DNR authority to hold individuals accountable for pollution. The bill would prohibit the DNR from taking enforcement actions against some landowners. The Senate committee passed the bill, which could come to the full floor for a vote next month. And also don't forget the Senate last week voted to reject or basically fire four of Governor Evers' appointments to the DNR board amid ongoing fights over the wolf hunt and PFAS pollution. Evers quickly named replacements. The Senate has not yet voted on Payne's confirmation itself, but he was able to serve during that interim time. So here's my question. Who should replace Mr. Payne as secretary of the DNR? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. This is a story that has not gotten a lot of attention. What's going on with the DNR and the environment in Wisconsin. But it's going to have a profound effect on each one of us. In our drinking water across the state, Chad Holmes, our colleague of the Chad Holmes Show up at Bull Falls Radio in Wausau every morning from 8 until 10, he's been covering this. The work up there of Mayor Katie Rosenberg, others across central Wisconsin trying to address this and still it hasn't been totally successful, not because of the efforts, but because this is such a big problem. These PFAS chemicals, these plastic chemicals in our water across Wisconsin, not everywhere, but many places. So that's something we have to address. And then you have this wolf population, which, of course, wolves were reintroduced into the state of Wisconsin by the DNR as a management technique. But now they're, you know, you always knew this was going to happen, right? Between livestock owners and people who want to see the white wolf population restored. There's a balance in nature, right? We learned this from our Native American community, that life is circular. There is a balance. There is an ecosystem. And wolves were a part of that in Wisconsin. Not to have them there puts the ecosystem off balance. But again, in a modern world, there should, in my opinion, there should be at least some hunting of wolves, but should we hunt them back to where they're endangered again? No, I don't think so. So who do we put in this position? I have an idea. It would be bold and it would be thoughtful and it'd just be good for everybody. Governor Evers should appoint Republican State Senator Robert Coles of Green Bay as the new DNR secretary. Senator Coles is perhaps the last sane Republican in the state Senate. Certainly conservative, but many people don't know this. Rob Coles, very, very early on, years ago, started out as a Democrat. Switched, like many people do, to other parties, but elected as Republican for years. Represents Green Bay. But here's the thing. Rob Coles knows the environment and conservation better than anybody else in the state legislature. Has chaired the Senate DNR committee for years, environmental committee for years, and is working as we speak in a bipartisan manner with Democrats to try to bring about a bipartisan solution on PFAS. Rob Coles is a reasonable guy. And he's also very thoughtful. And he's respected by his colleagues because he's not crazy and because he listens to reason. Governor Evers will be smart to take a page out of former Governor Tommy Thompson's playbook. When the conservative Republican became governor, you know what he did? He reached across the aisle. And he chose the Democratic majority leader, Tim Cullen, to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services. He realized that if he brought a noted Democrat into his administration, it wasn't going to change who he was. It wasn't going to change who he believed. Look, Tim Cullen didn't have to do, or Tommy Thompson didn't have to do what Tim Cullen told him. It was the other way around. But Tommy Thompson also wanted different voices. He didn't want to live in an echo chamber. And he realized that Tim Cullen knew a heck of a lot about healthcare. And he got things done. And so Tommy Thompson appointed and the Senate confirmed Tim Cullen as Secretary of Health and Human Services, a Democrat serving in a Republican administration. Tony Evers would be smart, both politically and policy-wise, to name Rob Coles, Republican from Green Bay, as his Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources. It's a smart appointment. It's a great political appointment because it would show some bipartisanship from Evers. And also, it'd open up a vacancy for Democrats to maybe pick up another seat. So I'm on the Rob Coles for DNR secretary train. We'll see what Maggie Gao, the chief of staff to Evers, thinks, but that'd be my vote. What do you think? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. Or you could also text on the Civic Media app. Don't have it, you say? Well, now is a great time to do it. Simply download it to your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic. CIVIC. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gayle King calls a deal.
I have a suggestion, actually. There's a recently retired dentist in the Wausau area who might be willing to do this. His name is Fred Pren.
For a minute, I'm like, wait a minute. I thought you were serious. Fred Pren has a lot of time on his hands, yes.
Yes, no. Fred Pren was the one of the previous people who held this position and is... He just stayed in it. Somebody else was appointed, and he just said no.
He said, nope, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here.
But this, and he did.
You're a hunter. I mean, you know, you understand how important Wisconsin's hunting heritage is, our environment, conservation. These are very, very important issues, particularly to rural Wisconsin. And to have all these people fired on the DNR board by Republicans, and then to have the secretary not never have been confirmed. Now he's retiring. We need someone with experience watching over Wisconsin's natural resources.
We do. The DNR is not just there to stop people from poaching. They do that. That's very important. They're not just here to ruin your fun and stop you from killing animals in your backyard, which, by the way, there's probably a reason they're stopping you from doing that. A lot of good reasons.
Right.
But there's, as Todd was talking about earlier, there is so much with our environment that we need to carefully manage so that we don't screw it up.
Yeah. So I hope we get a new appointment soon. And again, my vote would be for Rob Coles. Want to end the show. We're going to start this and come back after the break, take your calls on it. I want to end or wrap up today on the issue of the Israel war and Hamas attacking Israel. And there is a Wisconsin connection to all of this. There's a post last night by Mark Hertling, who is a former retired soldier. I believe he was a general. Don't quote me on that. But this is a guy who has worn the uniform, has served overseas, and has seen some of the... What happened was yesterday, the day before, there was a screening in Israel for journalists from all over the world. And these were body cam footage. This was not online, so it wasn't like made up stuff that people are manipulated. These were raw images from Israeli soldiers, from other media, who has credentialed media. And he wrote this, and I want to start this, I want to pick it up on the other side. He says, this afternoon I had a conversation with a very savvy Jewish journalist. We were talking about the films we've both seen of Hamas atrocities. The horrific murders, the beheadings, child rapes, burning of bound mothers and children, all filmed on GoPro cameras and distributed. All right? And we're going to come back and we'll be talking about what they saw and put this in the proper context. Take your calls as well. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Back after this on the Todd Elbel Show and Civic Media.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to a Tom Cruise set. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
Yeah, there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs level off around 63, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 49. Overcast skies again tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, high temperatures reach up to 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 54.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from network news, a check of weather, and then our friend and colleague Matt Flynn will be in. Matt Flynn Direct, now an expanded edition every day, Monday through Friday, 2 until 4. We're joining you now in our new time slot, noon until 2, and Matt Flynn takes over at 2 and takes you through to the 4 o'clock hour. Do not miss history in the making. Matt will bring you the latest. This post from a former soldier, again, I believe he's a general, former general, Mark Hertling, who was talking to a very savvy Jewish journalist yesterday and says that they had this screening in Israel of all atrocities from GoPro cameras, and it was distributed and shown to people. And Hertling says this reporter said that she was shocked. He says, when I said that I had seen many of these acts before, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, even Russian soldiers, is part of the playbook of intimidation with this message that this is our land and you don't belong. It's a technique from past centuries, he writes. Many U.S. soldiers live with these kinds of memories. Two haunt me. He said the heads of Shia Imam and his family on spikes placed as a warning. The pelvic bones of a suicide bomber remaining on a car seat. These images, he writes, appear in my constant nightmares. IDF targeting of Hamas cells in Gaza will unfortunately result in civilian casualties. That happens when terror groups, quote, swim among the people, unquote. And when terror groups use innocence as shields. Hamas, the group that uses a doctrinal manual to show how to commit abhorrent crimes. The Israeli government has not done near enough to interrogate and serve the Palestinian